Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started. To know that I have been talking. Oh my goodness. I have probably been talking just a minute. Okay. I have probably been talking. Can you hear me now? I have probably been talking about 10 or 15 minutes, and I was, okay, thanks. Thanks for your help this morning. And really, what I was talking about was the return policy, and I had explained briefly, that I went through, I'll just really just cut right to the chase on our return policy today. And what I want to share with you is that just as we have return policies in stores, just as we have return policies, I really want to share with you that often you can have a return policy into the new year. Yeah, you can have the return policy into the new year. Yeah, I hope you can hear me. And what has what happens? I am so sorry. I know that I am not coming through very clearly today. I want to apologize for this. Please forgive me. I had a really, a great example to give you. And what I'd like to share is that even though we are 10 days into the new year, I want to encourage you to return those things that you bought or that was in your life last year, and I want you to return some of those things. Now, I want to share with you that you can return them. Just think about an analogy of when you take something back to a major department store and you return it. But what I want to share with you in this podcast, I may not be able to complete them all. I'm going to tell you that ahead of time. But
But there are some things that perhaps we brought into the new year. And these may be some habits that may enter into your new, and sabotage you. And we don't want that to happen. One of them is this, perfectionism. Maybe we can now return, take it back, and don't allow it to penetrate into our daily life and our goals that we have planned. Here's a scripture that may help to support that. It says, "For it is by grace you've been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves, but it is a gift of God. It's not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Perfectionism. Can we return, send back perfectionism? This type of pursuit of excellence, it can be a healthy habit. That's the thing about it. Perfectionism can be a healthy habit, but it's always important to do your best. We know that when trying to achieve a particular goal. However, sometimes it can be negative. Yeah, this is the type of thing that can be positive or negative. Because positive perfection, we know, it helps us to do our best. But then when perfectionism sets in, where it becomes a negative habit, sometimes we set standards beyond our reach. Yeah, and I did some basic research today on careersinpsychology.org. I did some research, and this was where I got some of my material today. And it talks about, you know, that when we set these standards, not goals, but the standards beyond our reach, sometimes we get dissatisfied, and we won't settle for anything less than perfect. And sometimes that mistake can sabotage us to the point where we really don't get very much accomplished. So the return policy, let's return the perfectionism when it becomes a negative habit. Yeah, return policy. You know, you're returning a coat, you're returning a purse that you purchased, it doesn't quite fit right. So let's return these things. Perfectionism. Here's one. This is a habit that, you know, I had to look at myself the other day. It's kind of simple, but it's bad or poor posture. Yeah. Simply by sitting up straight, that can reduce symptoms of depression. Yeah, they've done studies on this. Yeah, several studies show that good posture also improves self-esteem. It can improve your mood. So guess what? Let's return poor posture and say, well, what would you like in return? I would like some good posture. Would you like to exchange it? Yes, I'm going to exchange it for good posture that I think will help to improve my positive attitude, routine, and it will also kind of decrease self-focus. Yeah, and it can relieve some moderate depression. Listen, here's a scripture that may help us with this. It's First Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. It says, listen, stay alert, stand tall in the faith, be courageous, and be strong. So maybe that's two things. We still have time to take advantage of the return policy. Yeah, negative perfectionism and poor posture. Here's another one. We still have time to return this one, guilt. Let's look at Romans 8 and 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. In other words, we're not walking by just our intellect or what we can perceive with the five senses, but we're walking after the Spirit. guilt. Let's take that back. Who needs it? Yeah, there's now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:1. Because guilt, it has a limited place in society, you know? Feeling remorseful about wrongdoing, sometimes it can prevent us from committing that offense again. However, if we live in a habit of guilt, they say sometimes it starts in childhood, you know, but if we begin to make this habit of guilt and we bring it into adulthood, we begin to feel guilty sometimes about things where there's no need to feel guilty. You know, working parents, working mothers and fathers, they have sometimes felt guilt about having to go to work, for an example, feel guilty about leaving their job. Sometimes you can be at work and you feel guilty leaving a project to go home and take care of your family. Can we utilize the return policy and let's return guilt? That's a habit that can magnify issues in our life. Yeah, let's return that. We don't need it. Instead, let's learn to forgive ourselves. Let's learn not to perceive ourselves as a bad person. I mean, for minor offenses, that's that bad habit of guilt. We are today looking at the return policy. Yeah. Yeah, it's not working. I don't want to bring it into this newness that God is releasing in my life. Here's one. Can we return the lack of exercise? Listen at 1 Corinthians 10:31. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Yeah, here's another one. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Do you not know body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? I'm working on this one. Oh, wow. A sedentary lifestyle. It's bad. It's bad. It's bad for me. Bad for my waistline. It can be hot, bad for our heart. And it can even affect our mental health. Because exercise is good for you. This article I was reading in, it's called Psych Central, it said that nature's mood enhancer is exercise. You want to enhance your mood? Exercise. Go for a walk. Regular exercise. It can even release endorphins and other feel-good chemicals in our bodies. When we exercise, it builds up our immune system. Yeah, it lessens depression. So we've looked at some things, the return policy. How about that one? Yeah. How about returning lack of exercise? And this time let's exchange it for exercise, walking, doing some type of activity. Uh-huh. It will help us in how we're moving forward. You know, I have so many to share with you. However, we don't have an awful lot of time left because of my technical difficulties. Yeah, stay with me. But I want to kind of jump ahead, and so I can be sure to get this one in. How about overuse of social media? Overuse of social media. Yeah. Listen, you know, I thought about it, you know, a person of faith or a person that's building their spiritual life up, if they carried around the book, for me, it would be the Bible. For others, it may be a Quran. If you carry that book around the way we carry our phone around, oh, my God, what a change would happen. Overuse of social media. Listen at this one, 1 Corinthians 15:33. It says, do not be deceived. Bad company ruins the good. Yeah. You know, so sometimes when we're on social media too much, sometimes we can I don't know, sometimes it's not making the absolute best of our time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're not making the absolute best of our time. Social media. Listen, all things are lawful, the Bible says, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things build us up. Yeah. Yeah. So whatever, let's watch this overuse of social media. Mm-hmm. I want to jump back to the smartphone for a moment. The smartphone, even if it's not just social media that we're using the smartphone for, I'm going to say it again. What if we carried our Bibles or what particular faith is? It could be your Quran. If we carried this around to the same degree that we carried our smartphones, and someone may say, well, it is in my Bible is on my phone. That's really not the point. The point I'm trying to make, is that what if we had that same habit? You know, I don't go anywhere without my phone. My smartphone. But what if we carried or we had that same degree of concern? Listen, if I can share this scripture with you. It says, son of man, or this could mean women. We know how these were written, but it means a person, a human being. Son of man, these men have taken their idols into their hearts and set the stumbling block of their iniquity before their faces. Should I indeed let myself be consulted by them? Here's another one. I will not set before my eyes anything that is worthless. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. You know, how about that, the smartphone? I use it a lot. Sometimes when I want a quick answer to something, I can just speak into my phone, and I want to share another answer with you. The Bible says, if you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. That's an aha moment. For me, it's an aha moment. Here's another one. It says, blessed is the one who reads aloud the word of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near. Ah, yeah, the smartphone. The return policy. So how about maybe into this new season, this new era of your life, and this new era where God is taking us to new dimensions and new heights and new volumes and new vibratory levels. Yeah. How about if we return just the overuse of social media and maybe begin to look at how often we're on our phone devices. Hey, you know, this is for me too. It's for me too. I would like to just, as we begin to wind down for today, for this podcast, I want to encourage you to be strong in the Lord and have your strength in His might. And I want you to, and I'm going to do it as well, I'm going to return, here's one more, regret. Yeah. You know, I don't think there are any of us that we don't have the desire that we wish that we could turn the clock back in a particular area, perhaps in our life. I know I've experienced that. So I wish I could turn the clock back. I wish I could do this over. Regret. How about we exchange regret for I'll do better next time? Let me just share another scripture. This is from Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, chapter 43. And it's going to be from verses 18 and 19. It says, but forget all that. This is the Living Translation. Forget all that. It is nothing compared to what God is going to do for you. For it says God is saying here, if I'm about to do something new, see, I've already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness, and I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. Regret. You know what? I'm returning that regret. It's simply another emotional state that's only healthy in very, very small doses. Did you hear what I said? I'm not saying totally wipe out regret, but it's only healthy for us in small doses because everyone has some regrets in life. Sometimes it's I didn't marry that person, I didn't take that job, or I took that job, or I should have purchased that other car. But regret should not be a daily habit. How about that? Yeah. So when we practice this on a daily basis, it can cause depression, anxiety, sleep problems, a lot of things, okay? So let's exchange that as well. Hey, the return policy. And let's pick up, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and God has a great plan for my life. Hey, and let's also return codependency. What's codependency? Being a people pleaser. I'm not going to go into that too much. In other words, here's a scripture, Proverbs 29 and 25. Fearing people is a dangerous trap, but trusting the Lord means safety. Codependency, that habit of basically being a people pleaser. I'm talking about the habit of it. You know what I'm saying? Let's return that. Because it can rob us of our individuality, and it too can endanger our health, our welfare, and our safety. I'm going to throw this one in. How about poor sleep habits? Listen, hey, I'm going to read a scripture to you, Matthew 11:28. Then Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I'll give you rest. I'm turning in. Hey, I came back to return these poor sleeping habits. I'm moving forward. God's doing something great in my life, and I'm returning the poor sleeping habits because sleep is a source of physical and emotional resilience. Hey, rest heals the mind, it soothes the mind, and it can heal your body. Wow. Hey, the return policy. How did you like that today? Even though we got a bit of a rocky start, I have no regrets, right? But what I'm going to do is do better next time. And I thank you for your kindness and how patient you are with me because the return policy. But before, I hope you got something out of this today. I hope it moved you to a new level, a new thought, a way of thinking. Yeah. But I also want to say hi to my mother, my beautiful mother, Dolores. I want to shout out to Sean and Carolyn and Marlon and Cheryl, Clarence and Stacy, Steven, Nico and Allie, Caleb and Maddie, Jordan and Jesse, Kayla, Lauren, Tandana. Hey, I want to shout out to my beautiful aunts, Jewel and Rosemary. I love you and Aunt Steen. I want to say hi to my sister, Jewel, Lily. Hey, my brother, Robert. Hi, Terry. Thanks for your support. You're always there for me. I want to shout out to Omo, that brilliant young woman. Cynthia in Kansas. Hello, Dominique in San Diego. Terry and Velma, thank you for making this show possible. I want to say hi to Arnold and Courtney. I want to say, hey, Anthony and Kiafa, I can't thank you enough for your hospitality. Rosalind and the Youth Empowerment Services, it's a mentoring organization. It's wonderful. It's out of North Charleston, South Carolina. And they have an upcoming girls conference in March of this year, and it will be virtual, and I'll tell you more about that. Ernestine, hi. I want to say hello. My first time. Hi, Corey and your lovely wife. You're out there in Sicily, Italy. Thank you for your service. Yuji, Michiko, Pastor Linda. Hey, Queen, Coach LaRusha, Heal the Woman, heal the world. I want to say hello to Mr. Randall Kane. Judy, hi, Jackie in Oklahoma. Wanda, hello. Joy in Texas, praying for you. Hey, I want to say hi to Denise in Kansas. Sheila, hey, have a safe trip. I want to say hi to the Lewis family, the Sullivan family. I want to say hi to Yvonne in Danville. Yeah, Cynthia in Reno sitting out on the island of Sardinia. Yeah, Margareta, hi. Yvonne, did I say hi to you? I sure did. Thanking all our military members. I love you so much. Betty in Ghana. Maddie, hey, Tony, Stephanie. And, of course, that beautiful coat, Chloe. I want to shout out to the Browns in Atlanta, Georgia. If I didn't call your name today, it's not because I'm not thinking about you, and it's not because I don't love you. You are indeed the apple of God's eye. I want to say hi. Also, hey, Coach LaTorsha and Fabio, living the good life. Gary and Stephanie, hi. I want to say hi to James and Shatoya. Helen, love without limits. LaDonna, Tony, hey, Velveeta, hi. Myrna in London, England. I want to shout out to Pastor James. I want to say hello. Mama Joy, you keep up the good work. Dynamic. Apostle Hagler, hello. I want to say hi. Mary Kimball in Mississippi. And I want to shout out to the powerful woman of God. Her name is Carolyn Carter. God bless you. Hey, I love you so much, and I really appreciate that you have taken time to reach out to me. God bless you.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platform. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.